Thanks all of you for coming tonight. Thanks, Joan. And although I don't see Jimmy here tonight, thanks. Oh, there you are. Oh, there you are. Hello. Practically invisible. And to Hemingway's and to all of you for faithfully coming to this series week after week. I'm sorry, my voice is a little weird, and so it might quit on me. My new book of poems, Waste Station, is for sale here, and tonight it's for sale for $15. I want to start out with three Pittsburgh poems. Bridges of Pittsburgh. Is this working? Am I too close, or is it all right? Okay. Bridges of Pittsburgh. I brag that there are more here than in any city in the world. Smithfield Street Bridge, second oldest steel bridge in the country. Bridge sundials, let's see. 16th Street Bridge, sundials on the piers. Bridge after bridge across conjoined rivers, Monongahela, Allegheny, flowing west into the wide Ohio. But it's the little stone bridges over streams in the parks that move me most. So many built by the WPA, rough hands, strong backs, hefting stone to span streams in that cool of leaves, lit green in summer, golden in fall, dry rivulets in winter. I think too of the quick bridge a cardinal sketches in the air from the neighbor's maple to the pin oak next door. Single span of gold as the yellow warbler dives into my purple Monarda. The spider constructs bridges of silk in rose leaves and ivy. Bindweed strings itself from twig to branch. Bridges we engineer and build one to another. Thank you. Now, I grew up in Utah, and in the West, in fact, most of the world, streets run like this. So when I came to Pittsburgh, I was pretty confused. So this poem is called Navigating Pittsburgh. Odd turns take you by surprise across a river you hadn't meant to cross. Streets that don't run parallel, but a street that parallels itself. Hills, hollers, confounding all sense of direction, the way people tell you to turn right where the Gulf Station used to be. Today's quick trip down to the Strip, miraculous parking space in front of Pennsylvania macaroni, cheese from all over the world, fresh bread, olives shimmering in buckets of oil, handmade pasta. Across the Allegheny on the 40th Street Bridge to Millvale, St. Nicholas Church with its Maxo Vanka murals, religion brought into the real world of torture, mining, greed, and war. Jean-Marc Chatelier, flat blue shop on a faded street in the worn mill town, thrifty, proud. The woman who sells me fragrant croissants, chocolate cakes with raspberry cream, tells me she'd walked in her wedding dress to the church just up the street, reception in the fire hall, but her son wants limousines. City birds. As I cross Murray and Forbes, where a black butterfly stands fluttering on a column of thick heat, rising almost visible from tarry pavement, a pair of yellow warblers on the telephone wire sings sweet, 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 a sweet. On my way home, car stopped at Whiteman and Wilkins, I see a swift gray bird, beak trailing long grass, streak into the P in CVS Pharmacy. The P and A's shrill with fierce baby bird cries. Last week, as we left Harris's in Shadyside after dinner with our kids and their kids, we joined a crowd across the street watching a tiny hole in the brick, no more than an inch across, as a still tinier bird bulleted into it. We peered through dusk into dark, glimpsed minute beaks squawking open for the smallest of split seconds before the mother crowded the hatchlings out of sight of gawkers. Now I want to read a couple poems about places that are not Pittsburgh. This is about my stepfather's ranch in Southern California where, well, I guess the poem will tell you the story about it. Tierra Rajada. The producers of Chinatown paid to film a car chase in the orange orchard, shooters firing blanks into the trees on which, among the real oranges, fake ones hung with dynamite charges so it looked like bullets hitting spitting juice. A car chase bashed into a walnut tree wrapped to protect the trunk. My stepfather's ranch, citrus, avocados, walnuts, little airstrip for his Cessna, the house he brought my mother to after their spouses each had died, Tierra Rajada, set in dun and lavender hills of Southern California, rich green of watered crops. The studio that made Lassie TV movies paid to use the land near the airstrip to make episodes. One summer we watched, learned how the Wonder Dog was really many collies, each with just one trick. Faye Dunaway wanted my mother's kitchen table chairs, graceful oak around the cherrywood table that looked out from an arch of white roses onto acacia, jacaranda, walnuts. Mother said no. Dunaway, used to getting her way, kept offering more. Mother stood firm. My sister has the chairs. She said the wood is drying, joints loosening. And this one gets us really away from Pittsburgh. It's written after a poem by Sarah Browning, and I can't remember the Sarah Browning poem at all, but anyway, this is based on that. It's called Delhi to Kathmandu. Flying that last leg in, Delhi to Kathmandu, on a DC-3, no safe water to mix with powdered milk for Andy, a year old, so he cried himself to sleep as we circled over the emerald as Oz city. Hindu temples, Buddhist stupas, skinny men carrying twice their size loads tethered to forehead trump lines, a woman sitting out in the sun, limp sari, recovering from childbirth, a baby that could fit in her hand at her breast, kids playing in the street, buffalo wandering. We were white in a green USAID Jeep. Nepalis were various browns, some looking Indian, some Tibetan. Andy's blue eyes were enormous at passing elephants and flower-painted public transport trucks driven by turban Sikhs. The main means of transport, though, was feet, and I walked up to my husband's office, pregnant, and women smiled, touched my swelling belly, and one was surprised in English, "Mem Saab having baby in tummy like Nepali?" It was Marie Kamala, born in cool January in an old Rana palace, who breathed the life of this city, speaks Nepali, climbed the Himalayas, adopted a Nepali son. Have I been going on too long? Okay. I like to also write about homely tasks. And this, the title of this just flows into the poem. I made the most beautiful pizza. crust, part flour, part fine cornmeal, yeast, water with a little honey, raised all the warm afternoon, then rolled out the springy dough that pushed back under my hands, spread caramelized onions on the crust like jam, barely poached asparagus spears in a sunburst, slivers of prosciutto for color and salt, all sprinkled with Parmesan. Mother taught me pride in women's work, the heft of dough, meals nutritious and lovely. Oven preheated to 450 for 10 minutes, then lower heat for 20, and I was moving too fast, rammed the pan into the top of the stove, propelling the whole pizza off and onto the bottom of the oven, where it burned and smelled burned. It took days to get it off. This is ripped from the headlines. Black man walking. Black man walking down the street. Black man sitting to wait for his kids from school. Black woman kissing her white boyfriend on a Hollywood street, which cops take to be a reason to put her in handcuffs. Black man gasping, "I can't breathe." Black woman driving a red Nissan with her four children stopped because the police are looking for a tan Toyota. Black teenager beaten by police who imagine he's up to no good when he cuts across the lawn to visit his grandmother. And the boy, a violist, is hurt enough that he can't play viola anymore. One instance after another, after another, after another. And I want to end with the title poem, Way Station. There's an epigraph here that comes from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. A way station is a place where people can stop for rest, supplies, and so forth during a long journey. Way station. It's only just sinking in, like water that has pooled on the ground, too much to be absorbed quickly, what the gerontologist said, mild cognitive impairment, which seems to mean not yet full-blown dementia, but maybe a way station. I've grieved my father dead at 49, my daughter at 36, and now grieve for the mind I once had, dependable, clear, and, I thought, not inclined to walk out on a girl. Thank you.